Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their website, we do ours free at freetalklive.com. Mark is out for the next day or two. He is in, I think it's Vegas, somewhere in Nevada for the what they call Freedom Fest out there. It's a fairly big event, I suppose. Attracts people like Penn Jillette, for instance. So I guess he's out there schmoozing with the Liberty people who might have some money.
I thought we had Freedom Fest here.
Well, we did, but now it's Free Keen Fest, and so they've got their Freedom Fest, which is an event that's been going on out there for a long time. So I don't know if he's going to call or if we're going to hear from him or if he's just going to show up on Saturday night. But he's out, and so Dale is in, and I think tomorrow night Julia will be joining us. So we're going to start things out here by going right to a special guest who is with us from... Are you in Hawaii right now, Bernard von Nothaus? Bernard, did I have him on the right line here? Hang on one second here. Where did I put him? Bernard, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay, excellent. Where are you these days?
Well, that's what I was trying to say. That I'm calling from an undisclosed location.
Oh, really? Why all the cloak and dagger stuff?
I'm just funny.
Okay.
I'm calling. I'm talking to you from Florida right now.
Well, I didn't know if you'd gone on the lam or something like that because last I'd heard, you'd been arrested. And of course, our listeners who don't know, Bernard von Nothaus, you're the founder, the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar, which is an alternative, real silver-backed and gold-backed, value-backed currency that has been around since 1998. So now celebrating almost your 12th year coming up here shortly. It's been a wonderful success. In fact, you became maybe a little too successful when the federal government swooped in back in 2007, I believe it was, in November of 2007, and raided your home office in Evansville, Indiana. Since then, it's been nonstop legal wrangling between you and the feds. There are at least a couple of different lawsuits in play. Can you kind of bring our listeners up to speed who don't know who you are and don't have any of the history briefly, and then we'll talk about what's happening now?
Sure. I don't know where you want me to wade in, but yes, you're right on all your points there. Liberty Dollar dates back to October 1st, 1998. So, yeah, we've been around. We're coming up to our 12th anniversary. And the fireworks really started when the U.S. Mint issued a warning saying that use, not possession, the distribution or sales of the Liberty Dollar, but use of the Liberty Dollar in commerce was illegal. They were referring to good old Title 18, Section 486, which has only been four cases in its 155-year history. They had to really dig for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that actually happened on September the 13th, 2006.
Mm.
So we're coming up to the anniversary. So that's been 3 years that we've been under attack by the federal boys. And, yes, and then... we were raided, but more than just the office being raided, they actually raided the warehouse where they carted out in excess of $4 million in gold and silver. Then they took the bank account. That was about over a quarter of a million dollars.
Mm.
It was basically a bad day.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's had the pleasure of losing that much money in one day, but that's a bad day.
But you managed to bounce back. The Liberty Dollar got a lot of attention after that, which is kind of the positive side effect, the silver lining, if you will, to having something like that happen. Obviously, your money hasn't been given back, but there was a real explosion in news coverage for you. I know that you'd made it onto a nationally syndicated program like the Glenn Beck Show, which was a pretty big splash, as I understand it, for the exposure level that the Liberty Dollar has. And again, ever since the first raid, the first attack on you guys, it's been a pretty brisk business for the Liberty Dollar. Is that right?
Yes, and it was actually pretty brisk after the U.S. Mint posted their warning too, Ian, because you know, we tried to get them to retract that warning, and then they didn't like to do that. So that's when I actually sued Edmund C. Moy, who's the director of the U.S. Mint, and Paulson, Secretary of Treasury. And Gonzalez, who was then before he was disgraced as the Attorney General. So, I guess they really didn't like that. So that's when they raided me. And then after the raid, yes, we got a lot of publicity. Ended up on the front page of the Washington Post among, national TV and all that sort of stuff. That was good. But, you know, things have calmed down now, and they finally, came out with their bill of indictment from the grand jury. That was a couple months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I got wind that they were going to arrest me, so I called, and, yes, sure enough, they were going to arrest me, but I offered to turn myself in. You know, it's rather gentlemanly in this white crime business. So I went down and I turned myself in and just had my first appearance up in Charlotte, North Carolina, matter of fact.
So they have arrested you on what charges?
Actually, there's four different charges, two of them relating to counterfeit, one of them for fraud, and the other one is conspiracy.
Wow. That sounds like some serious federal time here. What are we looking at as far as a maximum penalty?
20 years if they do it concurrently. Of course, if they string it out, they could be adding up 20 and 35, 45 years if they did that, if they spread that out.
So they're going to try to allege that you engaged in fraud and counterfeiting when, in fact, the Liberty Dollar has never, in the history that I've been involved in it, and I've been involved for a few years now, has never, to my understanding, my knowledge, marketed itself as anything that was attempting to be like the U.S. dollar or the Federal Reserve notes or anything that comes out of the U.S. The Federal Reserve and its mints. You guys have always been marketing yourselves as an alternative, as a real value-backed option that the federal government, they don't have that in their common currency.
The fiat currency, the paper currency, seems more like fraud to me.
Yes, absolutely.
And conspiracy than the Liberty Dollar.
Well, there's certainly a lot to be said with what you're talking about, guys. You don't have to scratch the surface too deep to find, the conspiracy behind the Federal Reserve and the meeting down on Jekyll Island, and anybody who has not read Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, they're sorry, remiss for having read that jewel. It's really quite a good read, and even at 600 pages, it's a really good book. But the bottom line here, guys, is that we've not only not committed fraud, but we've done everything to tell people that we are not government money.
Absolutely.
The
Liberty Dollar, when you're handed a silver Liberty, which is a 1 ounce silver piece, as I recall, it has a phone number and a website on it, or one or the other at the very least, right?
Yeah, it did for quite a long time. We've actually dropped that recently because we've changed the design. I mean, if you go back and you look at the Liberty Dollar from 1998 to present, you see actually quite a bit of change. Even the verbiage. I mean, in the 11, 12 years ago, we were not calling it Liberty Dollar. I mean, when we first launched the currency, we didn't have that very nice, succinct name, and it went through a variety of different names. But one thing that has not changed, and that is the marketing, and that is marketing that it is not legal tender, it is not government money. We've said that continuously.
That's a sales point. I mean, that's a reason to use the Liberty Dollar, the prime reason.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know this will probably shock you, both of you guys, and then will probably shock a good many of your listeners out there, but there are some people that are not happy with the government or with their money.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that thought, because I like kissing ass myself, but there are some people that don't like the government and their money, and so they do cotton up to something that holds its value, and of course the Liberty Dollar is the reigning example of that.
So you guys, as my understanding, you've been arrested, and it wasn't just you. There's more tragedy here. A handful of your office staff, three other people, as I understand it, have also been arrested. Can we talk a little bit about them?
Sure, absolutely. Actually, there's been a total of four people arrested. Myself, we've already talked about me, and of course, Kevin Ennis has been arrested, and Kevin has been really a real key player in the Liberty Dollar organization, and he's the person in North Carolina, and it's his success that has really brought the problem in North Carolina, which is where the trial is going to be.
Let's talk about Kevin here in a moment. Bernard, if you'll hang on, we're going to bring you back more Free Talk Live on the way. Question for Bernard von Nothaus, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line at 1-800-259-9231. 9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam as well, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, want to invite you to Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Can you pitch your website real quick, Dale?
Anarchy in Your Head is a liberty-themed web comic. And there's all kinds of different characters, and it's, you know, it's not always a liberty theme, but that's usually the case.
It's great stuff. There's two new comics every single week. Wednesdays and Fridays are your publishing dates, and sometimes they come along with little essays or thoughts, which are very insightful and worth a read. So head over to anarchyinyourhead.com. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world are moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we get back to Bernard von Nothaus, he is the monetary architect and the founder behind the Liberty Dollar, an alternative currency that has been around for a number of years now, since 1998. And kept gaining more and more success in the marketplace. And, of course, once you are successful enough, the government will take notice of you and attempt to extract your wealth from you. And in your case, Bernard, they just came right in and stole your wealth from you. They stole, in fact, not just your wealth, but also ours as well. Those of us who hold the Liberty Dollar certificates, which were worth which basically entitled the holder to a certain amount of silver in a vault somewhere. They came in, stole all that silver and that gold and the platinum from the vault, and so now those certificates, you'd think they're worth less, but actually turns out that the federal government, by coming in and raiding the Liberty Dollar, kind of turned the Liberty Dollar into a bit of a collector's item, which is an interesting unintended consequence.
Well, let me just comment about a couple of those things, Ian. Actually, I take objection to your use of the word steal, because the metal hasn't been stolen yet. It has been confiscated, okay?
Okay.
If they don't return the metal, well, then that would be theft, because they raided me, they raided Liberty Dollar. Your name was not on the search warrant, so that would mean that they would be taking property without due justification, without due value, for your property. And I seriously doubt that will happen. Now, it may take 5 years. You know, big, dumb, and slow move slowly. So it's hard to tell.
But Bernard, are they going to pay interest? Are they going to pay interest if it takes them 5 years? So, no, I mean, that is stealing, because that was our value that was sitting in that that vault. They've now taken it out of our hands. If they give it back later on, it's still stealing. They just got caught at it.
I'm sorry, you know. If you look at what stealing is, you know, theft is, in Black's Law, a legal dictionary or whatever, it is not stealing. If they have not stolen it, they have confiscated it.
I don't go by legal definitions, so I understand where you're coming from. Let's talk about Kevin Innes, the guy who is actually still in jail. They had arrested you and a couple other of your office staff and this Kevin gentleman. They let the three of you out, but they kept him. What's the story there?
Well, as it turns out, Kevin is a Canadian. And I knew he was Canadian. I mean, I didn't know it for a good number of years, but, you know, recently I found out that he was Canadian. And what I did not know was that his visa had expired. And so Kevin is in the country illegally. So the problem there is that he has an immigration issue, and he's considered a flight risk, because guess what? He'd just like to get out of the country, maybe go back to Canada instead of going to federal prison.
Sure.
They have, in their own way, they have a right to detain Kevin because he is a flight risk, according to their criteria. I mean, quite frankly, Kevin was the number two guy. He was out there flaming about Liberty Dollar, and I would never have encouraged Kevin to be so vocal and so active if I had known that he was in the country illegally. That was just not something that I would recommend anybody to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he's still in jail. The manager who's been at the office since the raid, actually, Rochelle, she was arrested also and released on her OR.
Mm-hmm.
And the former manager of the office, who has not been involved with Liberty Dollar since the raid, was also arrested. So there's
didn't one of those
two gals.
Didn't one of those two ladies lose their job as a result of the arrest?
Yes, and it's very unfortunate. They sent in three big goons to arrest Sarah at her office, and of course, her boss, even though she is not guilty until proven innocent.
Or the other way around.
I have a Freudian slip there. Any case, he fired her, and so now Sarah is unemployed.
It's so sad when the rest of the sheeple are so frightened of the federal government and so indoctrinated in their belief that if anybody is arrested, that must mean they're a criminal and that must mean they're bad, and so they should just shove it under the rug and just not have to deal with it instead of standing behind the people that have been good to them. I presume she was good at her job and that this wasn't just an excuse to let her go, and that just not standing behind people is just so cowardly and sad. So now, are the other folks also being charged with similar charges as you are, Bernard, or is that different?
Actually, Kevin and I have all four charges, and Sarah and Rochelle have conspiracy and fraud, I believe, are the two charges that they're charged with.
When is all this coming to a head? Is there a trial date set?
Well, August the 4th is our arraignment, finally.
Okay.
And then they will set a trial. Actually, I think Kevin's trial is set for something like September the 7th. But they're going to try all four of us at the same time because that's their idea of efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
We just got our federal defenders this week. And so I would imagine that we'll probably take better part of 6 months to get our case together because the government's been working on their case for 2 years.
Mm.
So obviously, you know, we need to have some time to put our case together.
How can people help you with this, Bernard? Is there a website they can visit that would make it easy for them to maybe send a donation along to help with the legal fund?
Well, we're barred from taking donations, but they can certainly order some Liberty Dollars.
Okay,
so
that would help.
Good for them and good for us.
And the website, libertydollar.org?
What's that?
Libertydollar.org, is that still the website?
That's still the website.
Okay, excellent. So people can go there, and the best way to help out with getting this legal case moving forward and help get these folks, get the charges cleared and get people their money back and get the Liberty Dollar back on the road is to go and actually order Liberty Dollars. So you're still fulfilling orders and all that, even under all of this stress. It's amazing.
Well, we have a few issues that we're trying to resolve right now, and they haven't been resolved yet, so... we don't know exactly how they're going to be resolved. We were in court on Monday, and our attorneys are trying to resolve those now, and we're going to see where we stand.
But you're still shipping Liberty Dollars out, right? So if somebody orders, they'll be able to get their purchase. Let's come back with more with Bernard von Otthaus here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you free, so enjoy those on us. The features, by the way, include a bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot to talk about there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We get back to our special guest here on the line, Bernard von Nothaus, the founder, monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar and a very popular alternative currency, been available in the marketplace since 1998, became pretty popular to the point where the federal government decided to come in and, as you would say, Bernard, confiscate, but I would say steal. We'll have to agree to disagree on that one. They took the money.
I think that the government likes to redefine words for their own serve themselves.
Not stealing when we do it, but I bet if I went over and took your car tonight without asking you permission, Dale, you wouldn't really accept me claiming I just confiscated it.
There's a special status if you're a government versus if you're a serf. If
right.
You steal as a serf, it's stealing. If you steal as the government, it's confiscating.
So he's with us to talk about how not only did they take the money behind the Liberty Dollar, and there's a lawsuit involving that, they also took away your freedom, Bernard, as they demanded that you turned yourself in to be arrested. You'd heard they were going to arrest you. They also arrested three of your associates, one of whom is a Canadian originally, and he was apparently in the country so-called illegally, so they're still holding him in captivity. They have imprisoned him until who knows when, probably until the trial, presumably, which is maybe going to be as much as 6 months down the road as you prepare for attempting to deal with this, which is it's just an awful situation. What I was asking you a moment ago is how people can help out. You said that while you can't accept donations, you can take orders for Liberty Dollars, and we just wrapped things up in the last segment. I'd asked if you guys are still moving forward with filling orders, and I guess want to get a clear as to whether or not that's happening right now for your clients.
We're on hold right now.
Okay. So if somebody is to place an order, some of that money will go toward the legal fund, possibly, and the rest of it will be made. The order will be made good at some point into the future.
Yep, and we still got to pay for our airfare when we go to court, and we got to stay overnight. You know, there's still costs that we're going to have to bear throughout this whole process here.
So if you can't give donations, is there anything else you can give besides just buying products? Is there a way to give a gift to the Liberty Dollar Legal Fund or something like that? I mean, is there anything else, any other opportunity for people to help you out?
No. We're expressly barred from having a legal defense fund.
What? Is that typical with a federal case? Or what? I guess I don't know much about the law.
That kind of blows my mind.
We're in the process of learning about it ourselves, gentlemen.
I guess. Well, I don't know where else to go with this, Bernard. What else do you have to share with our listeners? Anything else they need to know? Anything else they can do to help out?
They should have taken action before this, you know. We were talking about the collector parts, and you said that it's been become a bit of a collector item. I would push that way past that. The second one we ever issued, which was in 1999, the last one that sold on eBay, now this was 1 ounce of silver, today going for around $13 an ounce or so. 1 ounce of silver that we issued 10 years ago, you know what the highest price that ever went for on eBay? Would you guys make a guess on that?
I think I saw you mention it, a few thousand bucks, right?
No, 1,000.
1,000. Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Not too shabby for an ounce of silver.
Yeah, for a $13 ounce of silver spot.
Well, no, we sold it for $6.50.
Back then.
10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I'm just saying the spot value now, that's quite a bit higher. That's an exponential edition on the spot.
Okay, how about this, Bernard? How can people go and get signed up to get your newsletter? That's a real good way to, at the very least, keep in the loop with what's happening. Clearly, we'll do our best to talk about it here, but if they want to get the word from you, what's the best way to go and do that?
The best thing is just go to libertydollar.org, there's a place up at the top right-hand side that says, the newsletter. Just click on it, put in your email address, and you must respond to an automatic response. If you don't respond, then you don't get on the newsletter. That bars people from adding other people to the newsletter when they didn't really sign up to be on the newsletter. So just
excellent.
Go to liberydollar.org, sign up. We do newsletters every month, and we do also alerts throughout the month if there's something that happens that needs immediate attention. We've been doing that, and it's continued to be quite successful, and I imagine that we have a bright future in front of us. I anticipate winning the case and getting everybody's property back. Your name was not on the certificates.
I certainly appreciate everything you're doing for freedom, Bernard. You're a really courageous guy to put your neck on the line to try to introduce an alternative currency that could really compete, could really protect people from inflation, because holding gold and silver, that's one of the things that happens. As the United States government is inflating its currency, your gold and silver will protect you from what they're doing to the Federal Reserve note. So the Liberty Dollar is a brilliant concept, and the federal government knows that it's a threat. They know that a real value-backed alternative currency is a threat to their monopoly, and that's why they went after you, and so thank you so much.
I disagree with the use of the word threat, to be honest with you, Ian, because, I think it would be delusions of grandeur to think that one guy from Hawaii that thought up a concept like the Liberty Dollar could be an actual threat to the U.S. government. I mean, you know, they have nuclear bombs, they tap our phone, I'm sure they're listening to you. You know, I mean, I don't think that these guys take any of us seriously. I don't think that they consider us to be a threat whatsoever at all. But there's somebody that didn't like Liberty Dollar and turned the heat up on us, and this gives us really the opportunity to vindicate and validate the Liberty Dollar, and that's what my mission is right now.
I hope so, and I look forward to continuing to talk to you as this case develops. Bernard, always nice speaking with you, and thanks for your time tonight on Free Talk Live.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good luck out there. Good night. LibertyDollar.org. Sounds like they're not filling orders for some reason right now. I'm not sure what that is, but if you want to help out, that would be a way to do it. At the very least, you might want to sign up for their newsletter to really keep in the loop with what's going on, because this guy is, he's out there, I mean, virtually all alone. He's got a handful of people that were arrested with him, and it's a I think the Liberty Dollar, while it's not the perfect alternative currency, it is an alternative. It's probably the most popular alternative currency out there in America today. I can't think of any others.
It's introducing an idea, and I think it's the idea. It's not the Liberty Dollar itself, or Von Nothaus, who's the threat. Mm-hmm. What is a threat is the idea,
right,
and the illusions that are being shattered in the process. I mean, when people are thinking about alternative currencies, and what he's doing is legal by any reasonable notion, and even by the laws that I don't necessarily agree with. I usually don't agree with them, in fact. But even by their laws, even by those laws, it's very reasonable. But I think the ideas that he's introducing and making people think about the American currency and things like that, that's what's
that's
a threat.
That's the threat to the state.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's going to keep going. See, he was just like the first like well-known currency and then became well-known. What's going to happen, I think, is other people are going to get ideas from that. And it's a meme. It's that meme that is the threat.
If he wins, and I know he would say when he wins, I wish I could share his optimism. But if he wins, then that will be great. It will be vindicated. The Liberty Dollar model, business model, will be vindicated. And that means that other people might have, at that point, might find the courage to start an alternative competing currency. Because one of the things that, and Bernard has said in the past when we've interviewed him, that he welcomes competition. He does want to see more. I'm sure he likes being the really only viable alternative currency in a marketplace right now. But he does welcome the idea of somebody coming in and competing with him. And I think it's much needed. But I can understand why an entrepreneur would say, well, I'm not really interested in jumping into this market at this time because it's kind of dangerous with the feds running around stealing people's property.
You know, I think that I understand that, too. And I understand Bernard being, you know, very
actually,
tentative.
Hold that thought. The music bed is not here, but I know we are going to break in moments. Back in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live we'll get a percentage of your purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, before we move on, I want to welcome our newest internet affiliate, WSYR, in Syracuse, New York. It's a Clear Channel station. I had mentioned them recently, but they are now officially on with us. They are taking Free Talk Live and playing it back during the overnight shift. So Free Talk Live is now on the air 7 days a week on WSYR's internet feed. So we're not yet on the radio in Syracuse, but I imagine that'll be coming soon. So they're only taking us for their internet feed, which, you know, whatever it takes to get a foot in the door, we'll do it here on Free Talk Live.
I think it sounds promising. I mean, it does sound promising.
Yeah, it's good, man. I mean, somebody's listening to that, so.
And that should be an idea for other radio stations out there that are thinking, oh, exactly. We can only do this live. You know, you could do a replay at a time when you don't have something else,
We're actually saving them money because the show that they put on the radio at that time, Coast to Coast, which is a very popular overnight show, you might have heard of it. It involves usually a bunch of kooks and ghost people and conspiracy people calling in and just blathering on about whatever, who knows what. And it used to be held hosted by Art Bell. It's one of the longest running shows in radio.
I think I've heard it. Yeah. And it didn't entertain me, but that's just me.
It's a weird show. But it's definitely a good show for an overnight, but they charge the station's money to put that show on their internet feed. So there's some sort of rights thing with the commercials and having to pay commercial actors money if their commercials run on the internet, some kind of nonsense that I don't even pay attention to. So look, if you're going to advertise on Free Talk Live, we're going to run your damn commercials on the internet. You know, why wouldn't you want your commercials to run? It's very strange. But it's one of those union things, right, where the actors want to get paid
royalties.
Yeah,
I don't try to make sense out of that.
it's confusing to me. If I'm paying you to cut a commercial for me, like Dale, if I decided I wanted to pay you to do a 30-second commercial after the show, you'd be paid for that work, and that'd be it. Like, you sat on that
microphone.
Seems
fine to me.
Right. So that's how we do business here. But apparently the unions or
I've
whatever
I've heard of that, though, but that, for TV commercials as well and things like that, that there's some union rule that you have to pay them every time it's aired.
It's crazy.
Anywhere.
It's
some
crazy.
I forget what they call that fee. There's a certain name for that fee.
It's like a spiff or something like that. Yeah, you're right. There is a name for it, but or residual income or residual revenue.
Yeah.
Well, so they charge to the station to basically to air that show, and so we're saving the station money by replacing that on their internet feed with Free Talk Live. So
great marketing.
Cool. Thank you to WSYR and the program director Jason First over there. All right, so if you guys are talking to your local talk stations and maybe suggesting Free Talk Live to them, that might be an angle to take. Possibly. We go to your calls about what you want. It's Brian in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I enjoyed listening to Brenda Brown Nothouse talking while I was waiting to chat with you guys.
Thanks for your patience.
No problem. I wanted to talk about a bankruptcy horror story, but before I get to that, I wanted to point out that I really do like the business model of the Liberty Dollar. They're trying to be a viable currency that is, you know, accepted widely, you know, all over the place. You know, they have set their sights big because, you know, it takes a lot of you know, basis behind that to create this big thing. But, you know, what I'm seeing here, and especially in New Hampshire here, is that we don't need that big thing. The big thing would be good. It'd be nice if there was a way that I could, you know, use my silver or precious metals, you know, here and buy something in, you know, North Carolina or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as I was sitting here waiting on hold, I actually negotiated a deal for a certain amount of goods, in this case honey, for silver, while I was waiting on hold.
Nice.
With a local person, right?
That's correct. That would be me. I am going to engage in a trade of one item for another, and that's as simple as it is.
Right. And so, you know, he thought the price was too high. I lowered the price, or I increased the amount of goods I gave him for the price. And we did that. There was no central, you know, thing. There was no Liberty Dollar. There was no consensus that everybody thinks, you know, this is a good thing to do. Dale thought it was a good thing. I thought it was a good thing. We both made a deal locally. And I don't care if he gives me a Liberty Dollar or an Engelhardt, you know, 1 ounce piece of bullion or whatever. You know, I trust Dale, so I'm not going to assay it. You know, I'm not going to look at it with the chemicals. You find out to see what kind of percentage silver it is.
Right.
But I might do that if I need to. You know, it just adds a little complexity. But we just made a deal very locally without this big, huge thing that requires consensus from everybody.
You know, it seems to me too, Brian, that silver would be a whole lot harder to counterfeit than the paper money. Because how many people, like, just throw 20s around and don't give them a second glance?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be so easy. I mean, much easier, I think, than, you know, silver is actually, you know, even if, you know, I've heard people worry about, oh, silver might be, people might try to do something, make a fake silver coin or something.
They might.
Oh, really? Like, they won't make a fake $20 bill. Are you kidding?
Well, yeah. I mean, and then they have this stupid thing. It's the stupidest thing in the world. When you pay with a $20 bill, they take it. When you pay with a $100 bill, they've got this little pen. You know, the clerk has this pen that they mark it.
Oh, I've seen them mark 20s.
All that does is check for cornstarch or starch or something.
Yes, exactly. It does nothing. Every counterfeiter knows that that's nothing. It's security theater.
If someone wanted to have a fun prank, well, I don't know if it'd be fun. It'd probably get you in a lot of trouble. But if you wanted to do a prank, take some real money and spray it with starch like you do on clothes before you iron them, and it'll be forever counterfeit for as far as they can tell.
Wow.
They'll have to come check it out, and there'll be a big rigmarole of them figuring out, oh, it's actually real money, but that's all it is.
So,
just a starch test.
So what happened, Brian? You were calling for a different reason, right?
Yeah, I wanted to call about a bankruptcy story. A few years ago, I was working for a company. I'm an independent consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And or I was at the time, and I was working for this company, and you know, doing a lot of good billing. They were having some issues. They were in the finance business, the auto finance, and there was a whole thing about the federal government all of a sudden cracking down on credit unions. That's a different issue. But what I want to talk now is about bankruptcy. What happened was this company went bankrupt while I was working there, and they owed me money. So I found out, I got a quick lesson in the laws of bankruptcy about 2 years later. So what happened was I was billing them and I was getting paid, and everything was fine. All of a sudden they said, oh, you know, we just filed for bankruptcy and we're closing the doors. So I'm out. They still owed me $20,000.
Jeez.
But I thought, you know, I'm never going to see this. I just wrote it off.
Yeah.
So 2 years goes by, almost 2 years, like a week before 2 years goes by, and I get a little letter in the mail saying, oh, you owe us $90,000.
What? You owe them?
I owe the... this is where I got the quick crash course in what bankruptcy laws do. This is a federal bankruptcy. I get this letter saying, you owe us $90,000 because... I sent that to my lawyer. I said, what the hell is going on here? I don't owe them anything. They owe me $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened was that once a company goes bankrupt, the bankruptcy trustee, the person who is appointed by the federal bankruptcy judge, can go back, I think it's 60 days, and question every single payment that this company has made in the last 60 days. So in the last 60 days, they had paid me $90,000.
Okay.
And so that $90,000, which I earned when I invoiced and they've been paying me all along, all of a sudden, that now becomes part of the, they call it a preferred payment, because they may or may not have been paying everybody, you know, what they were due, but they were paying me because, you know, I was, you know, maintaining their systems.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want me to go away. They kept paying me. Well, that became a preferred payment. And because of that, they can get that back 2 years later.
That's insane.
So wait, it's not the company that's getting it back. It's whoever it is that the creditors are?
It's the trustee. It's a lawyer,
okay,
a legal firm, who has been entrusted by the federal bankruptcy judge in Denver to collect all the money that they're due and then disperse it out for pennies on the dollar to anybody claiming it. Oh, and by the way, the lawyer takes 70%. Or 30%. Who knows what it is? Who cares what it is?
What is it that you can do here, Brian? I mean, if they are telling you that you've been paid $90,000 for your services rendered, now they're saying that you owe them that money back, even though you did your job and you got paid for it.
They're essentially retroactively saying that they are not responsible for the money they've already paid you, and so you have to give it back to them because of their bankruptcy.
And get in line with all of the other creditors. So give me the $90,000 back. Get in line so we can dole it out to you at, you know, 5 cents on the dollar, or whatever else they give to all the other creditors.
I'm really curious as to how you're going to handle this. You mind hanging on to explain?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're on the way here with Brian in New Hampshire. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. What a shock to the system. Hey, I don't have your $90,000 you paid. I'm done with it. It's not here anymore. It's gone, man. Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up. You bring up whatever you want.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. You know, we're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.